Thank you, Mr. President. I am delivering this statement on behalf of Mine Action Review. As this is the first time we're taking the floor, we would like to thank Iraq for its presidency of 11 MSP, along with Guyana and Norway as coordinators on clearance and risk education, other members of the CCM Coordinating Committee, and the ISU team for their collective hard work. We would also warmly welcome Pamela Morago in her new role heading the ISU. In the interest of time, I'll keep this statement brief, as Mine Action Review has participated and provided expert input in the Article 4 Analysis Group, whose comprehensive analysis of Iraq's requests we have heard from Guyana. We appreciate the complexity and the extent of contamination in Iraq and commend Iraq on including a detailed annual costed work plan for clearance in its extension requests. This will assist Iraq's implementation of Article 4 and help monitor progress against the work plan. We encourage Iraq to also provide details on how and when it will identify the 79 square kilometres of additional previously unrecorded cluster munition contamination, which will enable it to establish a comprehensive baseline of contamination. We welcome that Iraq's extension request makes reference to the environment. It notes that the Directorate of Mine Action is part of the Ministry of Environment and provides technical support to land conservation efforts and planning as part of the wider ministry. The extension request also mentions that previous and ongoing wars have affected the environmental situation and resulted in air, water and soil pollution, and that climate change and natural and geographical factors have led to the spreading expansion of contaminated areas as a result of the migration of mines, cluster munitions, and unexploded ordnance due to erosion factors such as rain and floods, which has resulted in an increase in the size of contaminated areas. However, the extension request does not contain information on how environmental considerations will be addressed during the planning and tasking for survey and clearance in order to minimise potential environmental harm from land release activities, or how climate change may impact planned operations or Iraq's prioritisation for clearance. The topic of the environment is rightly gaining increased prominence in our sector. We would like to take this opportunity to remind and encourage affected state parties submitting extension requests in future years to set out and include environmental implications in their proposed extension requests, as per Article 4, Paragraph 6H of the Convention. Moving on to comment on Mauritania. Mine Action Review has participated and provided expert input in the Article 4 Analysis Group, whose comprehensive analysis of the request we have also heard from Guyana and which we align ourselves with. We thank Mauritania for its request and hope that it now receives the requested support from international donors in order to implement the request and release the remaining 9 contaminated areas by its extended deadline of the 1st of August 2026. As we have heard from Mauritania themselves, they only have limited national capacity, and while they plan to second staff from the Corps of Engineers to support implementation of Article 4, without international support, Mauritania may be forced to submit a third extension request in 2025 and may well remain on the list of affected state parties for many years. I thank you.